How has using drones changed what it is you do here? Because as you say, it's something that's last couple of years it's come in. Has it revolutionised your industry?
Absolutely. It's become almost a phenomenon. It's an extra dimension to our filming. We do lots of work with car clients, and to be able to follow a car with a drone, an aerial view, it's just, you get some fantastic footage. It is great fun to work with. Well, I mean, we did a job for Lamborghini last week. We were chasing 28 Lamborghinis from Loch Lomond to Edinburgh Castle, and we were flying at designated areas, but we were made flying in private castles, so it was all nice and safe. Safety has to be paramount, basically, and there's idiots out there that will risk safety of others for a good shot, and that's just irresponsible.
Tell me about these designated areas. Is it clear at first what's designated? Do you guys have to put in a lot of research so you know where you should and shouldn't be flying?
We have a certificate by the CAA, which is the Civil Aviation Authority. So our drone is under 7 kilos, but it still is governed by the laws of the Civil Aviation Authority. We have to be, by law, within control of every personal vehicle within 50 metres of the drone. That is the basic law. And we can only fly up to 400 foot height, and we have to fly line of sight. So those are the basic parameters we work with, but we see people breaking those all the time. But they're nearly always hobbyists. They're not just aware of these regulations, unfortunately. And I think that they should have some kind of safety test before they even get the drone out of the box, to be honest.
We've seen again this weekend, well, this time for the first time that it's been on record, we've had a strike to an aircraft on its way in, landing over London into Heathrow, following nearly 30 near misses over 6 months. I guess it was bound to happen, and hugely frustrating for a firm like you that used them in a professional manner.
For us, this is the worst thing that can happen. It took us 8 months to get our licence, and it's cost us about £2,000. We don't want there to be a total ban. And people flying like this, it just terrifies me. I see on social media all the time hobbyists buying their children drones, and they're flying over houses and roads. And luckily, there's no personal injury, but one day it could just be around the corner.
So I guess talking about the way that these drones are flown, a lot of the time, if you've got a camera on them, they're used to this kind of iPad interface that they've got. So it must be an exciting and quite an immersive experience. I guess people can sometimes lose control of what they're doing.
I mean, flying a drone, you get some fantastic footage. It's footage which you don't generally see. People have great fun with them, and you can get some fantastic footage. But I think sometimes the operators can be in a little bit of a bubble. If they're looking at their screen, they may lose track of where the actual machine is, and it can be out of sight before they know it. And if they're not a competent operator, they may not know how to send it back home. It could end up in somebody's garden, or heaven forbid, you know, a car or a plane. So it's just losing sight of your vehicle physically, as well as also the emotional side of getting so caught up in the fantastic footage they're getting that they just forget the safety issues.
Because I imagine as well, for a hobbyist, the first time to go out and film something like that, it must be so exciting, and must almost forget it's real, that there's actually a device that you've got that's flying through the sky when you're getting shots like that.
Yeah, completely. This is the console game and computer games generation, where they're looking at an image which is almost so unreal, they don't think it is real. So they could pretend that they're just going crazy on Call of Duty or Halo, and they say, wow, I'm having great fun. Oh, wow, I've just whacked into a little boy. Yeah, I think it's definitely a consideration.